Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Last with us in September of last year, Paul Selig is considered to be one of the most foremost spiritual channels working today. And his number of breakthrough works on channel literature, including I Am the Word and Resurrection, he has recorded an extraordinary program for personal and planetary evolution as humankind awakens to its own divine nature. Born in New York City, Paul received his master's degree from Yale. A spiritual experience in 1987 left him clairvoyant. Paul served on the faculty of NYU for 25 years, directed the graduate writing program at Goddard College, and offers channeled workshops internationally. He lives on Maui. We'll talk to him about that tragedy out there, where he maintains a private practice as an intuitive and conducts frequent live stream seminars. Paul, welcome back. We were praying for you, my friend. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for that, George. Good to be here.
How close did those fires get to you?
Not close. I'm on the North Shore. The fires were on the other side of the island. There were fires in Kula upcountry that were closer, and I was sheltering people here during that.
What a tragedy. My God. My God. Tell us what happened to you back years ago for that experience in 1987.
Well, I had just quit drinking. I was 25. I had started praying, and I was raised an atheist, so I didn't believe in any of that stuff. But I started doing that, and then I heard this voice telling me to get my act together, and I listened to it. And a few months later, there was this thing happening. People were calling it the harmonic convergence, and they said people were going to be waking up. And I thought in my naivete, well, if there is a God or such a thing as God, and I was starting to wonder if there might be, and you asked to be woken up, why would it want to say no? And I went up to the roof of my house where I was living in New York City at the time, with a crystal and a mantra. Somebody had given me one of those things each, and I tried to teach myself to meditate the night before this event. And I had what people have described as a spontaneous Kundalini awakening. I may never really know what happened, but it was an experience of energy moving through my body and out through the top of my head that left me frozen up there on the roof and swaying in this energy. And I felt safe, and I knew something was happening, and I started to see little lights around people after that, like fireflies. So I was beginning to open up, and it was an awakening to a whole other life, I have to say. And it wasn't very graceful, and it wasn't terribly pleasant for a while, because my life as I had known it was being challenged in very real ways.
And, of course, you have become one of the world's most renowned channelers. It's truly remarkable. Your book here is the 11th book, The Book of Innocence. And though you are writing the book, the channel of the spirits are writing through you, aren't they?
Well, you know, there's actually no writing involved at all. I sit in a chair, I close my eyes, I hear one phrase repeated, I give voice to that one phrase, and everything else tumbles out on top of it. And the unedited transcripts of the recordings of these sessions become the books. And I think the last eight books, seven or eight, were done entirely in front of audiences. So I don't write these things. I literally am a stenographer taking verbal dictation. And that's how these things come into being.
When we take calls, Paul, you'll take some questions from our great listeners. We don't want to talk about the dead or anything like that from them. But you actually go into like a trance-like state or something, don't you?
Yeah, I work two different ways. When I'm here, I'm a radio. Think of me like a radio. When I'm channeling the guides, they're the station that I'm tuned into, and sometimes I whisper the words as they come and repeat them. And that's one way that I work. And when I work psychically, they call me a medium for the living. So I don't get your dead Aunt Alice, but if Alice is living two states away and you haven't spoken for 5 years, I may be able to tune into her and tell you what's really going on and support a healing in that dynamic.
Now, when you deal with channeling over the years, have you noticed a change in the spirits or how you work?
Yeah, big time. When I started, I didn't believe in channeling, really. I studied a form of energy healing, and when I had my hands on people's bodies, I started to hear things for them that would pan out. And that was the beginning of clairaudience. And I had a little group that met in my apartment in New York City for 18 years where people would come and I would start to hear, but mostly we were working with the energy. When I was 48 years old and I started doing this, you know, much younger, I quit smoking and I've been a heavy smoker, and suddenly they started dictating full lectures. And very shortly after I was willing to transcribe them and record them, they began dictating the books.
Fascinating, indeed. Now, the name of this book is called The Book of Innocence. Tell me about that title.
I was surprised by the title, too. I don't know the title until they announce it. I really don't. And I go, oh, brother, what's this one going to be about? But they say that there's an aspect in all of us that is in what they call it the upper room. They say it's the octave of consciousness or vibration above what they call the common field, which is our idea of the reality that we're engaging in. And this part of us has never been tainted by fear and doesn't know itself in the kind of separation that we've really been indoctrinated in this reality that we've known. So this aspect of us is in innocence and in wonder and in awe. And this is the part of us, they say, that is lifted to what they call, you know, the upper room, which is a level of consciousness. But what they also say is that in the common field that we know, everything we see around us was named by somebody who came before us. We're living in a museum of other people's ideas. And the true self, or the monad, or the God within, whatever you want to call it, that innocent aspect of us, isn't tied to those beliefs, those meanings, and those structures. And consequently, when that aspect of us is moving into articulation or manifestation as and through us, it's also reclaiming our idea of memory or what's supposed to be. They say every memory we have is actually informed by a false belief in separation, that we're separate from the source of all things and separate from one another. So they're really working in this book with reclaiming memory, which is inclusive of our idea of who we've been or the terrible things that happened to us, and not about forgetting them or whitewashing them, but coming to them from a very different perspective. The guides say everything is holy, but we can deny the divine in anything, which is, you know, what we're used to doing.
Paul, can you describe what the spirit guides are, who they are, what were they? Were they humans who died? Are they angels? What are they?
Well, they call themselves teachers. They've come with a name, and they've used a name through me for a long time, and they call themselves Melchizedek, which is a priesthood. I'm not that attached to the names. They've said some of us have been informed, some of us have not. They've some have only known themselves in consciousness. There's one I've seen, and he's the only one that I've seen over the years in a very specific way. But it's a consortium. It's a collective. They come with a we. Occasionally, I can notice the slight differences in vocabulary as they work, or the differences in the accents that occasionally come through. But they're, you can say ascended masters, although I don't like that term either, because it's gotten kind of loaded with things. So I think of them not as sort of dead people, but as beings that have moved to a level of consciousness beyond, I guess you could call it the astral, or beyond what we think of as, you know, where you go when you die. And they're here to help.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
I remember when you were first on with me years ago, and the channeling occurred.
Yeah,
it kind of scared me when I first heard it.
Yeah, well, it scared me too, and not when I heard it. It was when it started happening. I was going, "What the heck is this? This isn't my normal way of operating." But they're not scary, and they're extraordinarily loving, and they come with a message of real healing. And transformation. They say the world is on the brink of enormous change.
I believe that. Are you aware of what they're saying through you when you're doing it?
I'm taking dictation, and I hear phrase after phrase after phrase. So if you can imagine somebody reading 300 fortune cookies one after the next rapidly, that's what my experience is like. I retain about a third of it lecture. So I'm present, but I'm receded. I'm not in a deep trance. I'm not like Edgar Casey, who went to sleep. I'm here, but I'm slightly removed. When I'm reading, I'm more present. So if you can imagine that when I'm channeling, I'm climbing into the back seat of the car and turning the wheel over, and when I'm reading, I'm sharing the front seat.
Do you tape yourself so you can have a record of this?
Everything's recorded, yeah. I don't do this for myself, personal readings for myself. That's not how I work. The work that comes through me has always been for others, and since the very beginning. But I channel a lot, and I do, you know, workshops that are live and online, and everything is recorded and transcribed, and it's now, you know, there's an enormous archive at this point. I mean, I just finished channeling the 12th book about 4 or 5 days ago, and I don't know how many thousands of pages of material there are from the books, and then on top of everything else, all the other lectures that they've offered. So they're prolific and they like to talk, and my job is to sit there in the chair and try to keep up with it.
We're talking about the second book in the Manifestation Trilogy. It's called The Book of Innocence. Paul's website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. It's his name, Paul, SELIG.com. He's on Facebook. He's got a presence on Twitter as well. How often are you dealing with the spirit guides? Every day?
Yeah, every day. I'm not always channeling every day. I still, you know, have clients that I work with, so I'm reading for them. But most of my work now is channeling. The book that was just delivered, that was 5 weeks of dictation. It took place over 22 days of sessions, and all in front of, you know, different groups of students. So I've been kept very busy by this.
Your spirit guides talk about what is called reclamation of memory. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of what I was alluding to earlier, the idea that all of our memory is tainted through this lens of separation, or is operating in this belief that we're separate from source and everything else is. And it's also tainted by this idea of fear. And the guides I work with say that the action of fear is to claim more fear. Every choice we've made in fear gets us more of the same. So if you can imagine that we're swimming in a swimming pool that was polluted before we even got in it, but we think that's all we get, they're actually clearing the water up. And a lot of the water actually is how we hold things in memory and the meaning that things have been given culturally, collectively, historically. I mean, we all know that, you know, history is generally written by the victor, you know, the one who wins the war.
That's right.
And our realization of what really is there is highly distorted. I think who we think we are, what we think we're capable of, how limited we've believed ourselves to be, is all informed by this kind of memory, which has become a belief system and a kind of a false ceiling that we continue to bump up against. And the guides are, I believe, taking us beyond that, to what exists beyond that, which is our true nature.
Have you ever had a guide you didn't like?
Not a personal guide, no. You know, people sometimes say, would you ask my guides? And I really, for the most part, just hear my own. Occasionally, I'll tune into somebody, and this is more psychic than channeling, and I'll get a very abrupt and angry energy that's, you know, and it's challenging. And these have been at times, you know, people who've been dealing with things like, you know, eating disorders and things mm-hmm. that are really hurting the body. And when I try to tune into the part, that part of them says, get away from me now. You're not coming near this. Or, you know, this is going to continue until, you know, it's lower energy stuff. That's the best way that I can describe it. And I don't encounter it often. But I have. But the guides I work with are teachers. They're not the personal guides who tell you, you know, what car to buy, you know, or, you know, where to put the couch in the living room. I think people have those guides. That's not what these folks are. They're higher beings, and they really come with an agenda, which is really far beyond me. It's really for all of us.
What do you prefer, your psychic abilities or your channeling abilities?
What I like about the psychic abilities is that it can be verified, you know, so I've been filmed stepping into people that were, you know, if you ask about a relative and I step into the relative and I'm being filmed, you'll see how I may somatize the relative, start to look like that person, start to gesture like them. So I like all that stuff. And the readings are practical. They're addressing our practical lives and relationships. And for me personally, they've helped me trust the channeled work, which is so far out there. You know, the fact that I can close my eyes and dictate a whole book that doesn't require editing is
well, it's magnificent.
Nuts, you know.
Absolutely.
But the small things I can manage. So, you know, sometimes it's where did I leave my car keys? I don't do a lot of that stuff. You know, I mostly work with relational things, but I've worked with, you know, parents with kids who have never spoken, you know, people with locked-in syndrome, people mm-hmm. with comas. You're able to access information. As long as somebody has a body, I seem to be able to have some kind of access. I have to tell people that I'm not a psychic spy. People call and they say, it's my husband cheating, and I'm not going to go there.
Remote view on
tune in. Yep.
What do you, when we take calls next hour, are you the psychic or the channeler?
It depends on what the question is. If it's about world stuff, I mean, if it's about consciousness, if it's about spiritual growth, the guides come through. I don't think they care if we get the promotion at work. I think they've got bigger fish to fry. But if somebody's asking about their boss, that's psychic. If you're asking about, you know, what your, I don't know, what, how you can move beyond the unhappiness or where you're stuck, the guides can often come through with that stuff too.
But you're flexible with that.
Yeah, I'm flexible.
Okay, great. Now, what do the guides mean by a world made new?
Oy, that's the that's the book that they just finished. That's the title of the 12th book.
That's the one after the Book of Innocence?
The one after that. But there's probably a title, A World Made New, in the last book. They tend to build on their teachings. A world made new is what we're coming to. And it's a world, they say, that's claimed at a higher level of consciousness. They say, you know, we've been at war for so long that we can't imagine a world without it. They said we've been at war since somebody picked up the first rock and threw it at somebody else. So to move beyond that, because we tend to get what we expect, and we expect what we've had, we have to move to a level of consciousness where other things are possible, and that's what they're doing in the work. They actually say that you align at a level of consciousness and vibration where you become a conduit or a doorway for what they call the upper room, or this is, you know, call it the higher octave of spirit, the expression of spirit. And they say it is that level of consciousness that actually reclaims everything. They say sometimes things like God sees God in all of its creation. So the aspect of you or anyone who knows who they are beyond the personality structure is actually witnessing the inherent divine in manifestation. It's a trippy teaching. It kind of gets into physics, I think, but I failed science, so I don't think of it that way.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.